This is Day to Day. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Noah Adams. This country's newest airline, Virgin America, begins selling tickets today. Virgin America is the idea of the British billionaire Richard Branson, but it's not a direct subsidiary of his Virgin Atlantic. It's a cousin with a home base in San Francisco. Rachel Miro reports now from member station KQED.
When Virgin America starts flying on August 8th, the new domestic carrier will operate just 7 flights a day. But that number will grow, says Virgin America CEO Fred Reed.
We're starting to fly from San Francisco to New York, and then San Francisco to L.A., and of course we'll quickly connect L.A. and New York as well. And then we will quickly go to other slightly less large markets like Las Vegas and San Diego and Washington, D.C.
Reed says he picked these routes because none of them are dominated by any one carrier.
There's people who fly out of those markets in large numbers. And, of course, people in these markets will tend to know the attributes of the Virgin brand, which is affordability, high quality, innovations in design, and basically being a champion of the consumer and not taking yourself too seriously.
But analysts say Virgin's picking a fight it may not be able to win. Ron Kuhlman is an airline industry consultant with Unisys.
They're treading into a minefield of existing service.
Kuhlman says Virgin America's strategy made more sense before rivals moved into position to counter the upstart. JetBlue began flying out of San Francisco in May. Southwest has plans to start service at the airport in August.
2 years ago, when they first began the whole process, it was a different situation. JetBlue was only in Oakland. Southwest had not done as much transcontinental service. The majors were in more of a disarray than they are right now. In those 2 years that they've been struggling to get going, the landscape has changed, and the place where they were going to be unique is no longer a niche where they're going to be unique.
Virgin America plans to poach the competition's frequent flyers with technologically tricked-out planes. Think mood lighting, Wi-Fi, and video on demand, plus leather seats, none of which impressed Marty Camerata of Scarsdale, New York, or his brother-in-law, Marty Adler of San Diego. We caught them waiting by the United ticket counter.
Maybe some more elbow and foot room, but not necessarily the Wi-Fi or the type of seat.
Yeah, for me personally, I think that's gimmicky.
But as the two men talk, they start to complain about the loss of creature comforts on domestic routes. Misting over with nostalgia, Camerata says he flew all over the world on Pan Am during a 30-year career in corporate sales and marketing and loved it.
You'd sit on the upper deck of a 747 and have somebody slice newly cooked roast beef and fresh vegetables. Those were the glory days with white tablecloths. Yes, they were great.
But now you get a little bag of peanuts. It's not the same?
Well, now you have to pay for the peanuts.
Virgin America will be selling food, like other domestic carriers, in economy class. The airline will also offer cheap tickets to start. But analysts aren't betting on a full-fledged fare war. Many carriers these days are flying planes with 90% of the seats filled. Virgin America is betting there's room for one more competitor in the skies. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.